That's no revolution. Revolution is based on land. Land is the basis of all independence. Land is the basis of freedom, justice, and equality. The white man knows what a revolution is. He knows that the black revolution is worldwide in scope and in nature. The black revolution is sweeping Asia, sweeping Africa. It's rearing its head in Latin America. The Cuban revolution, that's a revolution. They overturned the system. Revolution is in Asia. Revolution is in Africa. And the white man is screaming because he sees revolution in Latin America. How do you think he'll react to you when you learn what a real revolution is? You don't know what a revolution is. If you did, you wouldn't know what it is. A revolution is bloody. Revolution is hostile. Revolution knows no compromise. Revolution overturns and destroys everything that gets in its way. And you sitting around here like a knot on the wall, saying I'm gonna love these folks no matter how much they hate me. No, you be the revolution. Who ever heard of a revolution?
Yeah.
Where they lock on. As Reverend Klieg was pointing out beautifully, singing, we shall overcome. Just tell me, you don't do that in a revolution. You don't do any singing, you're too busy swinging. It's based on land. Revolutionary wants land so he can set up his own nation, an independent nation. These Negroes aren't asking for no nation. They're trying to crawl back on the plantation. When you want a nation, that's called nationalism.
Dark and the nights are cold. People acting like they lost their soul. And everywhere I go, I see another person like me trying to make it all feel like home. These days are dark and the nights are cold. People acting like they lost their soul. And everywhere I go, I see another person like me trying to make it all feel like home. Standing on
whites can help us, but they can't join us. They can. There can be no black-white unity until there is first some black unity. We cannot think of being acceptable to others until we have first proven acceptable to ourselves. Concerning nonviolence, it is criminal to teach a man not to defend himself when he is the constant victim of brutal attacks. There are problems in the community. Some of those examples of those problems are the vices that destroy the moral fiber in our community. Drunkenness, drug addiction, prostitution, organized crime that robs the Negro community of probably 90% of its economic potential and moral potential. One of my reasons for going out on a limb, as I have, is to try and make white people be shocked awake to some of their senses, because if they don't awake, they're going to find out that this little Negro that they thought was passive has become a roaring, uncontrollable lion right at their doorstep, not at their doorstep, inside their house, in their bed, in the kitchen, in their attic, in their basement. And if you know that in time, you can do something about it.
What do you think of Malcolm X's death?
I know it was no accident.
Who do you believe is responsible for Malcolm X's
death? The white power structure in America is behind it. They're quick to capitalize on by saying that one of his own kind did it, but they put it up to be done.
What do you mean, the white power structure?
The white power structure of America. They know they had more to gain by getting Malcolm X out of the way than they had to buy and let him live. That's why I say.
But what is the white power structure?
Never mind. I didn't say the white power structure. You know the white race, don't you?
In the last year, like Roy Wooker said, he changed. He wanted to get along with the white people. But you people didn't want to get along with us.
What does Malcolm X's death mean to you? What do you feel about it?
What do you feel about it?
What do you feel about
it? The blow to have a black people in the United States of America. Black.
It's what?
It's a blow, he said.
It's a blow.
Blow, he said.
Yes.
He says a blow to every black American, black people in the United States. That's what he was saying.
Why is it a blow to you?
Because he's a part of me. Because he looks like me. Stop and his skin is me. He's a black man and I'm a black man. And he takes up a black man's position.
That's right.
He was a hero to me. He stood out among all black people.
That's right.
Why
right
would the white man wear with that? Why was he a
hero?
He got respect. Why was he off it in Princeton and all these big white universities? Because they respected him too, the way I respected him.
That's
he meant
right.
something to me. That's why I'm down here.
That's right.
Well, they killed Malcolm X. Well, they hadn't right killing him.
He
that's
was
right.
me and
he
I
was for him.
Right.
If you kill him, you're going to be more killing going on.
That's right.
Call him
and you're saying that you believe this was paid for by whites?
Yes, by white people. Because what would it benefit? What would it benefit one of us to kill him? It wouldn't benefit nothing. Wouldn't benefit us anything at all. Just a white power structure of this country. Anytime a black man in this country stands up for his constitutional rights, he dies. What did Malcolm X mean to you?
He meant a great deal to me and my people. And sorry that a good man is gone. At the first I hear of it, I couldn't have cried anymore, I don't believe, if I had lost my mother.
What did he mean to you? Can you tell me a little more about
it? He meant deliverance for my people. And I hope we all walk in the same footsteps as Malcolm X was walking.
Here. At this final hour, in this quiet place, Harlem has come to bid farewell to one of its brightest hopes, extinguished now and gone from us forever. For Harlem is where he worked and where he struggled and fought. His home of homes, where his heart was and where his people are. And it is therefore, most fitting that we meet once again in Harlem to share these last moments with him. For Harlem has ever been gracious to those who have loved her, have fought for her, and have defended her honor even to the death. It is not in the memory of man that this beleaguered, unfortunate, but nonetheless proud community has found a braver, more gallant young champion than this Afro-American who lies before us, unconquered still. Many will ask what Harlem finds to honor in this stormy, controversial, and bold young captain, and we will smile, and we will answer and say unto them, did you ever talk to Brother Malcolm? Did he ever touch you? Did you have him smile at you? Did you ever really listen to him? Did he ever do a mean thing? Was he ever himself associated with violence or any public disturbance? For if you did, you would know him. And if you knew him, you would know why we must honor him. Malcolm was our manhood, our living black manhood. That was his meaning to his people. And in honoring him, we honor the best in ourselves. And we will know him then for what he was and is. A prince. Our black shining prince who didn't hesitate to die because he loved us so.
To be respected as a human being, to be given the right of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means.
Person like me trying to make it all feel like home. Standing on the feel like home.